He killed three innocent teenagers in Halloween in 1978.
You don't believe in a boogeyman? You shouldn't.
Hi, welcome to a special edition of the Back in Time podcast. I've got my my co-host here, JD, and then we've got our buddy Dave from Dave's Pop Culture Podcast and the Black Cat Shadow, and we're just going to be doing a little roundtable about the upcoming Halloween film, which should be coming in the theaters today as this episode lands and you guys are listening to it. So we're just going to preview this and just kind of give our thoughts. JD, a good day to you, sir. How are you? Fuckface? I'm leaving in the fuckface. There he is. I'm leaving in the part where I say fuckface.
That works.
American Pie.
No big deal.
Good to have you on, JD. And Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is one of the greatest days of the year. You know, one of the best horror movies of the year is coming out, so I'm good.
I feel like I've been waiting for this for at least a solid 12 months now.
And I've been waiting for a girl like Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is exciting.
We're doing this. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Are you guys planning on watching this movie this weekend, Dave? Are you making it to the theater?
Oh, my ticket's been reserved for 2 weeks. October 19th, 10 o'clock p.m. It's going down. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're catching the late show. That's the way to do it. Awesome. JD, what about you?
I'm debating seeing it at the drive-in.
Oh, that's the way to go, unless it's going to be really cold out, which is entirely possible.
Well, I've got obviously a massive car with like a heat-seeking missile for a engine, so.
Oh, you know what, you son of a bitch. You got a massive car. Oh, look at me, I got lots of money.
That was a horrible Zoolander.
That was supposed to be Zoolander, is that what it sounded like?
It sounded like a bad Zoolander.
I love that. No, I mean, seriously, though, what do you have, a tank?
A Jeep? So Santa, close.
Santa rolling down the street in a Panther. Come on. In our archive, Santa Claus, check it out. But yeah, this is such a fun movie because it's been 40 years since the original. You've got Jamie Lee Curtis is back. John Carpenter is doing the original score, which he's awesome at. And then we've got some newcomers, which we'll talk about. I guess just kind of start us off a little bit here, Dave. Like, what are some things that you're looking forward to when you sit down on Friday night to watch Halloween?
So, unlike you, I have watched every single teaser and trailer and TV spot, radio spot, anything I can get. I've been fending for this movie for so long, and I don't think it's going to ruin anything. And I feel like each time the newer version of the trailer comes out, it gets better and better, as they traditionally do. This is the first time that a movie has done this where it's like, oh, hey, you know, this is a sequel to a movie that already had like, you know, 7 other sequels, 8 other sequels, but this is actually the actual first sequel.
Yeah.
And it's doing something to the timeline where it gives us an option, but also it just, I love it because it's new, it's refreshing, and it just gives us a lot of hope.
Yeah, that's great. JD, how about you? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to redefining what the series is. Like, the franchise has gone through a lot of ups and downs, and we're, you know, the producers are pausing themselves and saying, what is important, what defines Halloween, and how does that apply to modern audiences?
That's great. So let's go off of that. So we've got some new players in this Halloween franchise. David Gordon Green is the director. He's also co-writer with Danny McBride. These guys aren't necessarily known for the horror genre, although I found out that they're both massive fans and they love the Halloween franchise. Dave, did it concern you at all when you found out it was Danny McBride and David Gordon Green attached, or were you cool with that?
I was completely on board because I thought it was funny that Danny McBride was in Alien Covenant. And then when I watched Alien Covenant, I didn't mind him at all.
He was awesome.
And then also getting the backstory that he was a big fan of the series. And it just, their idea that they came up with, like you said, producers, they had to find a new niche. Like, we didn't need just another sequel, but this movie just seems extremely well-written, intelligent, and I think it's going to give us something that's been missing for quite a while, at least in this franchise.
You know, one thing I really liked, and I watched an interview with him. I haven't watched many things, but I did watch an interview with him, Jamie Lee Curtis, and David Gordon Green. And one of the interview guy had asked, why is Danny McBride not in this movie? Danny McBride said, well, this isn't really a movie where you want to have like a goofy cameo. Like where I come on and people start laughing like, oh, there's the stoner from all these other movies. Like it wouldn't fit. He's like, I'm not just going to jam myself into a movie just because I can. And that's when I was like, oh, this is going to be really good. I love the fact that he didn't do that. JD, what do you think about that? I mean, had Danny McBride jammed himself into this movie and made himself part of the script, would you lose a little faith in this?
Oh, absolutely. I would have lost a lot of faith, a lot of just trust in what they're trying to do. I love Danny McBride, but, you know, like there's a gimmick to be had with what he presents.
Definitely. So let's talk a little bit about the cast. So obviously Jamie Lee Curtis is back as Laurie Strode. This is, I believe, her fifth Halloween movie. So the first two, H2O Resurrection. Yeah. So this is number five for her in the franchise. Nick Castle is back as The Shape. That was like a meme when this first came out because they found out he was going to be back and people were putting up like an old geezer walking on the treadmill with a Michael Myers mask. In fact, he seems to be in very good shape. But let's talk a little bit about the other cast members. So we've got Will Patton, who's been in a lot of good things as Officer Hawkins. We've got Karen, is played by Judy Greer. And then who I believe is the daughter, maybe, Allison, played by Andy Matichak. Kind of a couple unknowns on here and a couple veterans. Dave, what do you think about the cast and kind of how that rounds up here for the new movie?
I'm invested. I like how it's 50-50. We have some large names returning, behind the scenes and on the screen. And then we have some new fresh faces, which is not always a bad thing because sometimes you don't want to have a movie that is just a star-studded cast that turns into something like I Know What You Did Last Summer, in my opinion. We had those movies. They're called H2O. But right. I'm excited for some of the choices on here and the vibe that I get from all the characters. I don't know, man. I'm just looking forward to it.
Great. And we'll get into some of the stuff on Rotten Tomatoes. So right now, Halloween is carrying an 86% from the critics on the review so far. JD, I love when you try and break this down. I wasn't going to have you try and guess for this one. But what do you think about all the positive feedback for a horror movie that's the 10th sequel in the franchise? That's kind of unheard of, is it not?
A little bit, but you have to consider that they're looking at this movie and the franchise and redefining what it is and how it applies to modern cinema. It's not just Halloween 10 or 11 or 12. It's reimagining where Halloween 2 should have gone.
Good. I like that. Now, do you think that rating is going to continue, or do you expect to see it drop once the movie's come out?
It'll drop slightly. But I think the fans will come out and really appreciate what was done. I'm more concerned with what they establish goes. What's the catch? What's the hook? What's the line of the end of the movie that they're trying to set us up to go to next?
Okay. So I'll give you guys a little context into some of the other Halloween movies, and then I'll get your predictions on some box office numbers. So Halloween H2O, we'll start with that one, and I'll give you the last four Halloween movies. So H2O did $55 million in total box office. They opened at $16.1 million. Resurrection opened at $12 million and grossed $30 million at the box office. Rob Zombie's Halloween opened at $26 million and grossed $58 million. And then the sequel, Halloween 2, did $16.3 million. And then grossed $33 million. Dave, what's your prediction on the box office numbers and how you think this movie's going to do?
I'm going to go out and say that this will be the highest grossing Halloween sequel.
Okay. I don't think that's unreasonable at all. Put a number on it, though, for me. What are you thinking?
I don't even know a set number. I just think this movie is going to kill just as good as something like Get Out would have done. Okay. So are we going to say what, like, total box office? Or are you doing your normal, like, 10-day total?
Give me opening weekend. Let's just do okay. that one. We'll stay away from, like, gross, because then you got to factor in, like, international and stuff like that.
Okay. So this movie for a weekend gross is going to bring in, I'm going to say, $70 million.
$70 million. Okay. You heard it first. JD, what's your guess?
Whew, I don't even want to participate in that battle. I know it's going to do well. It's going to do good. Like, there's so much positive about it. We're Venom has been 2 weeks in the box office of leading. There's been some positives. There's been some negatives. But this is like the first absolute Halloween boom of the season. So I'm going to agree with Dave. Like, this movie is going to do so well.
All right. So here's my guess. It did $123 million. I don't think it's going to come anywhere close to It. Get Out did about $33 million. I think it's going to do at least twice that amount. And it's going to go over projection. I believe they're projecting $65 million. And I'm going to go with $80 million opening weekend.
Nice. So I love it.
That's my guess. And that would be, without a doubt, the highest grossing movie in the franchise history. Other than the original, when you add in inflation, did like crazy numbers. But they also were in like 100 theaters to start with. So opening weekend, this would be the biggest movie ever for them.
Bring it.
So awesome. Well, we're all looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll be back on to maybe tie it all together and give our thoughts afterwards. Maybe we can do that next week and jump on for 10 minutes and get some feedback on it. But thanks for joining us again. Dave, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Let people know where they can follow you real quick.
Yep, come check us out. This is Dave's Pop Culture Podcast and see what's going on the Black Cat Shadow Podcast.
All right. You can follow JD at Unjust Justin. I'm KAutry29 and we're at Back in Time Pod. But for now, we'll wrap it up, and we will talk to you guys next week. See ya.